Inspector General Joe Ferguson says the problem started because the booters who immobilized the cars are in a different agency from the dispatchers who tell them where to go. The city decided to add a night shift in 2009.
There are three separate positions required to staff that function: booters, dispatchers, and security personnel. When they went to the night shift, they simply didn't align the schedules of those three separate employee components.
So for the last part of their shifts each night, the booters had no dispatchers and just did nothing. The city's controller, who has inherited the boot crews, has fixed the schedule so the meter on the mistake stopped running at $320,000. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.